This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
I think there's an epidemic going on in this world, and it's not climate change. I think it's even bigger than this.
You can't get a cream for that, you know. It is spreading.
Look, up until recent times, females have had the monopoly on maximising their looks through makeup, push-up bras and the likes. But I think it's time for males to jump on the wagon.
Why? You can wear makeup. Well, I mean, I encourage you to wear makeup. I encourage you to wear more makeup.
Look, other people are starting to think the same as me. Have you heard of catfishing?
Yeah, that's when you're like a 60-year-old man in someone's basement, but you tell them you're like a hot 21-year-old.
Yeah, big time. So there's that, but it's a new thing called cockfishing. And so the way this works...
How's that new? Sweetheart, I've been doing that now for 40-something years in every back alley that you know around Melbourne, Sydney.
I don't know what your definition is. Oh. The definition here is it's like catfishing, except men are editing photos of their junk. And they're doing it in really interesting ways. So sometimes they'll Photoshop, right? But then sometimes they'll use different techniques. Like they'll get the little Coles mini shop toys and they'll put their junk next to that to make them look enormous.
What is wrong with people? Just be proud with what you got. Get it out and show everybody.
I disagree. I think it's just phenomenal that we get to stand up. Girls get to wear push-up bras and make themselves look great. We get to stand up, fight for our rights and put some Coles minis in our pants.
Well, I think there's no comparison. There's no comparison.
What do you mean there's no comparison?
Well, about putting on a bit of makeup and you know, a nice bra and doing your hair has no comparison to someone taking a picture of their private bits and sending it out to unsuspecting people.
Well, I don't know about the unsuspecting part. I'm just saying I wouldn't send one either. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I wanted to know, because the new iPhone 11's been released, right?
Yes, I see. That's why you bought the new one, because I believe it has a wide angle that's going to actually help it make it look bigger. But, you know, it all depends. If you sit at the bottom of a hill and you look up, the hill's always bigger than halfway up. So right. It depends how you take your photo.
So you're going to take it from the bottom of the hill is what you're saying.
Correct. If you get down low and shoot up, you're going to magically make it look bigger. All
right. Gather around, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Tom, I know it's been a big day in Melbourne and you're probably wondering why. Why is it such a big day for everyone here in Melbourne?
Do you know, I'm very excited, but I tell you, this segment scares me. You never tell me what you're going to ask me and I always worry what I'm going to say. It upsets people. Usually upsets my husband. He usually says, you were so mean to Mikey yesterday. I go, sweetheart, that's part of the joke. I go, he loves it, you know.
Good morning, Wayne. Don't worry. All is well. All is good here. Tom, The reason it's such a big day in Melbourne is Mikey's got a date.
What?
Mikey has a date.
You finally, someone has caved in and offers you a date.
I've pressured someone far enough that they've conceded. I'm going on a real life date and I need tips.
Oh, she's real.
She's real. She's
so
a real
it's
human.
It's not a figment of your imagination like the rest of your life.
No. It's not an imaginary friend.
All right, so you got a date. So what's the question?
I need tips. What do I do? That's my question.
So you need to know how you're going to impress this young lady.
Yeah. I want to be like one of those cool peacocks with the cool feathers.
Eventually that drug you've given her is going to wear off and she might actually realise it.
Just for those wondering out there before Tom incriminates me, no, I haven't drugged my person on a date, nor have I ever.
Okay. All right. Well, look, first of all, we've got to start about your clothing. So I'm going to tell you, as the gay fashionista of Joy, well, I'm saying it anyway, your look is terrible, lady.
Okay.
It is horrible.
She's just gone for the throat early on.
Correct.
All right.
So whatever you choose, I want you to look in a mirror. This is what you choose. Change the lot. Take it all off and whatever you've got, wear opposite.
Right.
Okay.
But you've said my fashion sense in general is awful, so if I just go from one bad to the next.
Yeah, but at least if you go for the first thing you think looks good, at least your second choice might have a chance.
Okay.
You
know what I mean? That's just statistics, all right?
Okay, look, this is a very important one. Do not show your real personality on the first date. At least save it until the sixth so she's a little more invested in you.
Okay.
Fake it until you make it.
So
remember?
Who should I act like then?
Okay, remember, Mr. Millennial, it's not all about you. Stop talking about yourself nonstop. At least pretend you're interested
but
in
I'm
her.
But I'm so interesting. I mean, look at me.
It's a date, sweetheart. Ask her questions about her family, her life, her work. Don't use the word I.
Okay, no eye at all.
Okay.
Damn, that's like my whole 50% of my conversation starters.
Correct. Now, this one I think is very important, right? Don't show those sad little TikTok videos of you. They're not funny, they're not interesting, and they're not very good.
Really? But they've blown up, though. One's got 50,000 views. I can't bring that up, can I?
No.
Oh,
God, no. This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So do not mention it. They're boring and they're hopeless.
Avoid TikTok questions.
Another one, I think. This is from Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. Stop shaving downstairs. No one wants to date a child. She's after a man.
Okay. Well, no one wants to date someone that's hairy either. I'm sorry, but hair down there, no, not my scene.
No, well...
Can anyone else's?
You've asked my opinion. I'm giving them. This is what it is. This one's from Wayne. Look, and most importantly, don't tell them you still live at home and mummy makes your bed, because that's going to make you look sad.
I think half of Australia knows about that. We talk about it every week.
And thank you, Andy, for handing that over. Here's a condom for tonight. Remember, if it's not on, it's not on.
Wow, thanks, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's Wisdom, and it was successful.
All right, you guys know what time it is.
What time is it?
We love to make more fun of more people. Bloody hell. All right. Listen, more celebrities have been unmasked on Ten's The Masked Singer, and this week, the alien was revealed to be popular guest singer Nikki Webster. Oh! Before her unmasking, she gave away the clue, "Bars around the world have a drink named after me," alluding to the name of her first song in the cocktail, The Strawberry Kisses. A strawberry kiss.
Do you know, I had a lot of people contact me thinking that I might have been the alien, because I've got a drink named after me. It's called the cowboy.
The what?
Well, it's called the sucking cowboy.
Right.
Meanwhile, contestant Wendell Saylor has spoken out about international guesser Lindsay Lohan's behaviour on set. He said that filming the final episode took 11 hours because Lindsay kept demanding meal breaks, which lasted an hour long.
Well, sweetheart, I'm telling you, you can't have a meal break that was longer than your career. Full stop.
Some Hollywood gossip right now. Matt Damon has revealed he turned down the lead for the second highest grossing movie ever made, Avatar. Director James Cameron had promised the star 10% of the box office earnings if he signed on. Otherwise, he could... what was that? Otherwise, he'd find an unknown and to play Jack Sully. The part which went to Aussie Sam Worthington could have earned Damon $250 million.
What, how much? For that amount of money, you could stick me in the jungle in a loincloth and paint me bloody blue.
Did you see last night, Scott Cam gave three couples on the block the news that they no longer have enough budget left to complete their project, and they need to ensure that they at least get plasterboard on the walls so the other two can still go to auction to find a winner.
What? The place is in St Kilda. All you need to do is tell them it's the minimalist. Look at
the minimalist.
I'll pay a fortune.
What living was it again?
It's minimal. The minimal.
Minimalist. Yeah, right. And finally, Qantas CEO Alan Joyce. He comes up every week, doesn't he, Andy? He comes up every week. Alan Joyce will marry his longtime partner, Shane Lloyd, in Sydney next month as Australia's highest paid CEO, earning 270 times the national average salary. There's sure to be no expense spared.
Yes, I hear the Veronicas have already RSVP'd for the ceremony, but they're only expecting to last as far as the reception. It'll be removed before the reception.
We all need to read today.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.